It all began in 2014. Vincent Henrion, a Frenchman who's a big cinema lover, was looking for his next adventure. He settled on a cycling tour of Senegal, where he would cover 3,000 kilometers in 6 months.
Le choix du Sénégal, plus par rapport à la francophonie.
I chose Senegal because it's French-speaking and because of its history with cinema, and because cinemas are closing and there's a lack of screenings, and especially because there's not enough electricity in the country. It's also a very safe country, and finally, it's flat, so that's pretty good if you're riding a bike.
C'est quand même un pays très sécuritaire, et enfin, c'est un pays plat, donc pour faire du vélo, c'est quand même pas mal.
The technology used to power a film projector by pedaling a static bike was devised with his Senegalese friends who have since become his associates. And together, they created Ciné Cyclo Senegal, an offshoot of Vincent's French association, Ciné Cyclo France.
It's not a totally new invention, since we've known for a while how to create the energy. It's about making the battery and projector transportable by bicycle. How to carry it in our bike bags so we can travel with it, because the goal was to cover 3,000 kilometers.
Bouger avec parce que le but c'était de faire 3,000 kilometers.
The bicycle's rear luggage rack transforms into a kickstand, which lifts the back wheel off the ground and makes the two-wheeler static, a bit like an exercise bike. When you pedal it, electricity is sent to a generator attached to the bike, and this charges a small battery that can power a projector. Energy is produced on the spot by cycling on the static bike.
Et la capacité de cette batterie est suffisante pour alimenter.
The battery can hold enough energy so that when the cyclist stops pedaling, the generator keeps going. Because we don't want the film to stop when the cyclist stops. There's a few minutes of power, so you can change cyclists, and that way we can watch films all night.
Pour faire le changement de cycliste et enchaîner comme ça toute la soirée de projection.
Because the battery can't store hours of electricity, someone needs to pedal during the films. But luckily, there was no shortage of volunteers, says Vincent. A bigger battery means a heavier battery that would have weighed down the duo on their tour. As for most of his 6 months cycling around Senegal, Vincent was accompanied by Yoro Diallo, Ciné Cyclo project manager, who's from Kédougou in southeastern Senegal. The two friends cycled into a lot of isolated villages.
People in the villages said it was a magic bike. And when Vincent showed them the bike, I was the first to get on it and pedal. I also thought of it as a magic bike that produces electricity. In the villages, people welcomed us like a president or a king.
Kédougou is one of several regions in southern Senegal where rural areas have no electricity.
L'accès à l'électricité dans ces villages, c'est hyper difficile.
Getting electricity in these villages is very difficult because they're very, very isolated. They're at the top of a mountain, 400 meters up, so it can be very hard for them to get electricity, drinking water. It's a real problem there.
Vincent says one of the conditions the duo set themselves was to travel to isolated places.
J'ai quasiment fait une priorité la diffusion de cinéma.
It was a priority for us to bring screenings to places where, as tourists, we wouldn't necessarily have gone, because it was flat or it was ugly or there was nothing to see. And yet there are people who live there and they're very isolated, and they want to be entertained too, and to learn and to exchange.
Initially, their goal was to hold film screenings in 40 different locations. In the end, Vincent and Yoro put on 100 screenings as news of their mobile cinema spread. They would arrive in a village, get permission from the chief to hang up a tarp, and ask people what they were interested in.
En brousse, ça va être vraiment compliqué de diffuser un film en français.
In rural areas, it's difficult to show a film that's in French. So we put on films that were silent, or films in the local dialect. There were films about the environment, something that's of real interest to people, and the films are produced locally. It helps to show local solutions to local issues.
C'est vraiment des solutions locales à des problématiques locales.
Each screening was often accompanied by a debate or a discussion on problems faced by people in the village.
I've never been in a cinema, so I don't know what a cinema looks like. And it's the same for the villagers too, except for a few old guys who told us, yes, we used to watch westerns in the 1950s, but this doesn't exist anymore, and my generation has never seen those movies.
Après, on veut vraiment pas tomber dans...
We didn't really want to fall into the trap of showing moralizing films that were giving lessons. It's really the Senegalese team that manages the programming. But there's a lot of potential for films in dialects on local teams, and it's perhaps an opportunity for young Senegalese directors to go into the bush and make films in the bush, and why not, to screen their films in the bush too.
Sénégalais pour aller en brousse et filmer en brousse et pourquoi pas diffuser en brousse aussi.
Now that the tour is over, Euro Diallo has set up a permanent movie club in the Kédougou region and will continue to tour isolated villages on his bike to show movies. For RFI, Emmanuel Landais in Dakar.